I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to a very special edition of the podcast where Scotty has abandoned us, and in his place we have our very favourite producer, our only producer, Aaron.
Hello.
And of course, it's also Lise's birthday.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday.
It's a birthday podcast.
Happy
birthday
to
Is that a punishment? A birthday
Happy
punish?
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Sam.
It's all right.
I was trying to play a song, but the computer just froze.
All right, let's get straight into it, birthday gal. Let's get you out of here to have some kickity kick kick.
Yes, well,
Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yep.
Lisa, it's
well,
your birthday.
Well, we were going to go on the Kookaburra Queen, but it's going to have to wait.
And whose fault is that?
It's not my fault. We all
it
worked
is.
Out.
It
it's
is.
Not. We all worked out that they dock too late.
For you.
Yes. And nobody
Perfect
likes a late docker.
I'm all about the early dock.
Yes. So we'll have to do that
it's
on the flip
late.
Side of holidays. When kids are back at school, et cetera.
Yeah, but it's too late for the school pickup. That's what we worked out, Sarah. We just can't go on the Queen.
Sure, there'll be another
There'll
buffet
be
dining
something
boat.
Else.
There'll be another opportunity.
Buffet dining. It's not even my idea. It's you guys want to go on a buffet boat.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want
it's
to.
It's either the buffet boat or Sizzler at Ipswich. Take your pick.
Or I'll just do the cheesy toast.
Hot dogs at IKEA.
Definitely not hot dogs.
Here's the podcast. I mean the show. Whatever.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now I bring you good news, and that is on this day. Back in 1980.
I'm so pleased.
One Nicole and Jacques birthed their second daughter.
Guys, it's my birthday.
It is my birthday
happy today.
Birthday.
And, you know, I'm looking around at you, Sarah, you, Scotty, and
hey.
Producer Aaron out the window there, and none of you seem particularly buzzed that it's my birthday, and I take great offence that we're not dedicating more of this show to celebrating
as
it.
As it is, there's a great big whopping great break right now that just says Lisa's birthday.
Yeah, and that rightly so, Sarah.
I mean, we all said happy birthday when you came in this morning.
No, producer Aaron said it's not that important were his words, my birth.
Are you one of those people who wants to do like, it's the festival
no,
of Lees
God, no,
and spend
no,
a whole month
it
celebrating?
No,
it sounds a bit
but
like
on,
that.
Like, it's a birthday. You've got to celebrate it on the day. Is that too much to ask? What else do you like? Do,
well,
do you
I
like
think
this
on
is
this
your life?
Day. Oh In 1980, your parents also gave you the most annoying French name for Australians to say.
That is true.
Lise is, you know, if you're listening, this is my birthday gift to you. It's just Lise. It's not Lisa. It's not Liz. It's not Luz. It's not Lice. It's just
Lise.
Lise,
like cheese, like please.
Like fleas.
Guys, I would like to maybe sing myself happy birthday in French because a lot of people think that happy birthday in other languages.
Wouldn't it just be like happy birthday to
no.
you? Happy birthday.
No. No, no. It's a did you guys know that it's a completely different tune in
no,
French?
No, educate
okay,
us.
Do you want me to sing it?
Where?
Oui, oui.
Okay, it goes. Bon anniversaire, nos vœux les plus sincères, que ces quelques fleurs vous apportent
I want to change
le
the channel.
Bonheur.
Can we R&B this a bit? Keep going,
please. Vous soyez douce et légère.
Okay.
From the
bon anniversaire.
To the wall. Happy birthday.
39, guys. This is what 39 sounds like.
We've got Easter holidays next week, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of kids are on Easter holidays now. So even though Easter's over a week away, I wanted to bring back one of my favourite things that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's religious in tone.
Is it ever? Do Do you remember last year we played Crucifact or Crucifixion?
Oh, how could we forget?
Yes, I do. You know what I love about this hour of power is that we can really bring back the essence of what these religious holidays are all about. Educating the masses like Jesus.
And bring great shame on our parents who educated us in the Catholic school system.
I mean, if you want to complain, I'm a real-life Christian churchgoer and I'm having a laugh, so here we go.
Basically, that's Scott's code for shut up.
Here we go. Crucifact or crucifixion. Remember how this works. I'm going to say something and you've got to say if it's a crucifact, true, or a crucifixion.
False.
Okay. Number one.
Okay.
Easter eggs date back to way before Easter. They actually originated in pagan medieval Europe.
One thing I know is you can't say medieval.
Yes. Is there a problem? Are you okay?
I'm not going to throw Aaron under the bus and say he misspelt it. But
okay,
Aaron
when does it originate? When are you saying they originated?
It was pagan.
Is it just a jump in thing or is it one at a time? Because I think that's crucifact.
That is a crucifact.
Yeah. I would have said crucifact.
Yeah, it's
too.
Got a whiff of truth about it.
Okay, here's the second one. Crucifact or crucifixion. The word Easter comes from a Latin root that means man on a tree.
And he wasn't sitting in the
Westar.
Crucifixion. That
crucifixion.
Is a crucifixion.
Guys, you missed my joke.
You repeat it again for us.
I said, well, he wasn't sitting in a tree in the Westar, was he?
Oh, my God. It's so
like
obtuse.
East and West.
It is just so
obtuse. It's not
obtuse. It is, Sarah.
It's not. It's all there for the taking. You
it's
just have
not.
To listen.
Crucifact or crucifixion, the daffodil is the official flower of Easter. Crucifact or
I have
crucifixion.
Never, A, daffodils are the actual worst. B, I have never heard of daffodils.
Nor have
to
I.
To do with Easter. So I'm going to say
a
crucifixion.
Joint answer. Crucifixion.
Lock it in.
Yeah, it's actually the white lily. So that was a
I wouldn't have known that either.
I didn't know Easter had a flower.
Here's an interesting one. Crucifact or crucifixion. Sales at Easter time make up 22% of Australian chocolate purchases for the entire year. So almost a quarter of Australia's chocolate is bought at Easter.
That's got to be a
crucifact.
Crucifact
or crucifixion.
I actually would have thought it would be more
crucifact
than
or
a quarter.
Crucifixion.
I would say crucifact.
I'll say crucifixion.
Well, that's annoying because obviously someone and someone. Although you're actually technically both wrong. It's only 10%. So it's lower than 22%.
Oh, so we're both wrong.
We're both wrong.
There's a crucifixion. Finally, back in the day, pretzels were also used to
celebrate.
That's
a crucifact because I remember.
How do you know that?
Hold on, I'm digging through my mind.
Because you're very sure.
How did I know about that? There's something to do with salt. Salt is religious in some way, so is
was
dough.
Was it because Jesus was thirsty?
Sarah.
His pretzels were making him thirsty?
I don't know, but I do. That does ring a bell.
Crucifact or crucifixion?
A crucifact for me. I can't remember.
I don't know.
The
she just
origins.
Went down some rabbit hole, and I was listening to her over it.
It was a crucifact, but you're rabbit hole.
But we got nowhere. We literally just spent 30 seconds of that thing. But I know. I do.
There's salt and dough.
In
what
my
is the origin?
I just want to say.
Are you going to tell us what the
was
origin
it at
of the
last
pretzels?
No, I just want to say it's wrong because your origin was stupid. Your origin story was stupid.
Did they open a packet of Parker's pretzels
it's actually
at the Last
just,
Supper?
It's just because. Like most of the Easter celebration originated in Germany. Like the Easter Bunny originated in Germany and pretzels and Germany.
A German.
Yeah.
Well, see, I got it right. Salt and dough, I said.
Well, yeah, but you might have got it right, but definitely nobody won. Like the real losers today were the winners.
What's Scott?
I don't know. You're so negative.
Oh
have you
God.
Not had any chocolate yet? Perk up.
Oh,
goodness.
I love
me.
You guys. You're my favourite, all right? Those two girls.
And that's
morning.
A crucifact.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
My family moved house about 6 months ago now, and we've done most things that we needed to do, but there are still a few unfinished areas. And, Lees, you know when you come over and in our lounge room upstairs there's the fireplace and it's just in a blank wall?
Yes.
Well, that blank wall has really been bugging me because I just can't find the perfect thing to fill the space above it. And it just, you know, blah.
I mean, I would think like art piece or something.
I just can't seem to find the right thing. And as I was lying on the couch sort of going through Pinterest and wondering what I could do there, sort of had a bit of a flashback to the 90s and the joy that was Magic Eye Pictures.
Oh, they were good.
Can you know what I'm talking about, right?
100%
so
no.
If you don't, a Magic Eye was a painting that was 2D, but if you... You basically had to go cross-eyed and into the painting and out to the painting, and you could see a 3D picture within it. So at first it would just look like a whole heap of scrambled colours. And then if you looked really wonkily at it, you'd be like, oh my God, it's a panda eating some bamboo.
That's right. Something would reveal itself. Yes. Now, I struggled with them tremendously. And the level of frustration was so intense because I think some people are really good at shifting their eye focus very quickly.
It would be when you were with someone who got them straight away. Like my sister would be like, I've got it. I can see it. Can you see it? Why can't you see it yet? But give me time. It's Mickey Mouse in the Eiffel Tower.
That's right. And they were really random images.
In fact, I think my parents used to use it almost as a babysitting tool. When we'd go down the main street of Bundaberg, there was a shop that just had a row of Magic Eye paintings. They're like, you're right there, kids. We're just ducking next door to the news agency. And we just stand there looking completely cockeyed at these paintings until we saw the vision within. Now, I think
no,
it's missing, and I think maybe we could talk about bringing back Magic Eye Pictures, and maybe one above my fireplace would be an excellent talking point.
I mean, it's a talking point, yes, but they are hideous to look at because it's a whole lot of nothing. I remember the Magic Eye books. They were – do you know that they still sell them?
No.
They sell them.
Are they worth a lot, like a lot of things from the 80s and 90s now? Like if you've got a Polly Pocket, that thing's worth – you know, $1,000. Surely a Magic Eye book's got to be up there.
$19. I can get you one for your birthday if you want.
$19. That's very attainable.
I mean, I've recently purchased glasses, Sarah. I'm not about to go screw up my eyesight any further by looking at your Magic Eye painting above a fireplace or this book.
I'm just going to think about it. Keep it in the back of my mind. Do a little bit more research and see if they're still out there because... I'm telling you, there will
online.
Be people listening right now nodding their heads going, oh my God, yes, I want to give myself a headache looking into a painting to see
so painful.
What the picture within is. See, I mean, our producer and Scotty are looking at me completely blankly. Yeah, they've just got nothing.
You can't do them online. What are you saying, Aaron? How many things have you tried to bring back now? Many.
I mean, quite a few. We're hindered by this time slot, but I definitely think Masseurs certainly made a comeback for a while. The neti pot, I mean, we received a number of graphic designs featuring a neti pot.
Imagine a Magic Eye painting with the two of us emerging from the 2D.
Who do we need to talk to make that happen? Yes!
My husband's on annual leave at the moment. He gets a whopping 5 weeks off. Okay, and there are so many perks to having him home, Sarah. Obviously, it's a second set of hands with the kids. It's someone full-time at home that can, like, defrost the butterflied chicken in the freezer and get the potatoes on. And
that's why you get married.
Put on a load of washing and just be there. Mm. It's a wonderful presence, and I love having him home. There is, however, one additional perk that has come to be.
Mm.
And that is the magnificence that is Dane's beard that is currently growing on his face.
Oh, he's normally very clean shaven. I've never seen him with even a hint of stubble. Cast my mind back.
Well, that's right, because as a firefighter, they must be clean shaven. It's a health and safety, right?
So the sparks can't jump onto their beard.
That's exactly right. They can have a moustache. They can have a tiny little goatee, which is
creepy. You're on the way to divorce there. I mean, if my husband grew one of those little things, I'd kick him out.
No, I'd shave it in his sleep. Anyway. So he can have that if he wants it, but he cannot have any facial hair across what they call the chin strap, right? Mm-hmm. So now that he's on holidays, he's started growing the 5 o'clock shadow, and it is, I'm just going to say it, I'm hot for it.
Yeah, right. It'd be like a different bloke, would it? Do you feel like you're having an affair with your husband?
A little bit, now that you say it. It's a real... aphrodisiac, Sarah. Yeah. I mean, you know how I feel about these things.
Yeah.
First, it was Handmaid's Tale. You know that
I don't like to dwell on that, actually, if I'm honest, because that really made me question the both of your relationship. I really didn't need to know that.
There are some things
whenever
in
you watch The Handmaid's Tale, that was also an aphrodisiac for the both of them.
And
for God's
why.
Sake, just eat some oysters like normal people.
I don't know why, but the beard now is amazing. And we're off to Fiji. And he said to me, I'll shave it for Fiji. And I said, no, you will not. You're not shaving that thing for 5 days, for 5 weeks. That is staying on your face. What's incredible is that he's incredibly salt and pepper through the beardal region these days. Like he has little chunks and puffs of white. And you would think Sarah's lost it. It is a beardal region.
Okay.
And you would think that a tuft,
that's what you want to call it. Okay.
A tuft of white in the beardal region would
like,
be off-putting.
It's a bit like Mr. Sheffield, but in the beardal.
It's not.
Yeah, no, look, you're preaching to the converted because Will's
attractive.
My husband Wills will often grow like a mini beard, I suppose, mostly because he's lazy, but I really like it too. But whenever Mum comes to visit, he shaves it off and it becomes clean-shaven Wills again, which I don't particularly like. I mean... I just prefer the beard. And I have to say to him, who are you more scared of? Who do you want to impress more? Is it me?
It's always
or is it
be
my mother? And he just said, it's your mother, not a question.
Of course. I like it. I think there's a range of beards that I'll approve of. And what he's rocking at the moment is sexy.
Okay, well.
There you go.
Talk to me when he's at Ned Kelly stage and then we'll
regroup.
I've
told him, let's renew our vows in Fiji with the beard.
To which he said,
get your hands off my beardal region.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now, we've been doing this for a few weeks where we give our listeners some dinner inspiration. In spite of it being just shy of 6 a.m., that doesn't matter because everyone needs to know what's for dinner ahead of...
We all have a stomach. We all get a bit hungry.
And it's just it's a thorn in our sides.
We're taking the hangry out of it.
Every week we sing our dinner inspiration to the same song. Sarah, the baton is with you this week.
However, I should say, we always decided this would run its course for term one, 2019. So this is going to be the last dinner inspiration you shall receive from...
I can't believe it.
..from Lise and me. That's why I've decided to take a very different approach in celebration of something that is happening today. And that is, of course, that it is Lise's birthday. So, maestro, music please.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to miss
just
this
because
song.
You're old doesn't mean you can't enjoy this.
What is it, like
dinner.
Aged Wagyu or something?
Not yet.
Oh, she's missed
every
it.
Week.
How embarrassing.
Here we go.
No,
it's
here we go.
Eight count.
It takes so long.
5, 6, 7, go.
Birthday cake, na-na.
Oh, yes.
Put some self-raising flour in the bowl, na-na. Eggs, sugar, milk, vanilla, essence, na-na.
Oh, gosh. She really is bad at syncopation.
Sugar, I've missed it.
Sarah, try again.
Wait. Birthday cake, na-na-na.
Here we go again.
Self-raising flour in the bowl, na-na-na.
I hope it's mud cake.
Egg, sugar, milk, vanilla, essence, na-na.
You are, I mean, you're so talented in other areas of your life.
I'll just sing it a cappella. Then light up 39 candles. Watch out for the fire. Birthday.
This is why you don't want this to continue, Sarah, because you can't do it. That was my birthday. That was it. That is
that's
so
it.
Dismal.
That's your gift from me to you. I'll have some birthday cake for you.
I am unequivocally shook.
But seriously, watch out for the fire when you do light all those candles tonight.
Whatever. You're only 4 months behind me. Don't get too excited.
6 months, it's a lot of flame. Lot of flame.
It is getting to that. But thank God I have a firefighter husband is all I'm saying in these later years of life.
We do love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do you expect anything from the boys or even...
What, you guys, you and Aaron?
I mean, we didn't even remember when we gave it this morning, so...
Jeez, I'm feeling the love. I don't know what I'm expecting from the boys. Yes, I am expecting something. I did birth them into this world, didn't I?
Okay.
And I will never be the same again.
No, she won't. They were £10 each, you know.
That's exactly
and
right.
And she's a tiny little lady.
All right. Well, we have to go.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
So what are you doing today for your birthday?
Welcome back to the podcast, by the way.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. What I am excited about is buying perfume mm-hmm. at the duty free because mm-hmm. we're going to Fiji.
Yes.
But
duty free perfume is still very expensive, Lise. You're much better going off to a chemist and buying it.
No, but I want a nice perfume.
Yeah, but they have them at the chemist.
Yeah, but why am I going to buy
it? I'll get you a deal. You tell me what perfume you want. I'll find it cheaper than duty free. You fool. This is a fool's errand.
Really?
Yeah, duty free is still expensive for perfume. You want a bit of Narciso Rodriguez? What
why do you think so? At one of those big chemist chains, you reckon I'll get it cheap?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. The Terry White chemist at Carindale and Indooroopilly. They have huge perfume tables that are...
Really?
Yes, all the nice stuff.
And you 100% think it's cheaper 100%. Than duty-free. I don't know. I'm with Aaron on this
yes.
one.
Yes, well, it depends.
Sure.
Like, they don't have... I don't think they have, like, Dior and those kind of ones. They're still your major chain stores. But what do you want? Like, what's your fragrance?
I don't know. I was thinking
maybe... Tell
me
what's your flavour.
Tell me... Is that Usher?
No.
I was thinking maybe Jo Malone.
Oh, okay. They don't have that there. Okay, you are going to have to go to an airport for that one.
I looked at getting some duty-free fragrance, and it actually wasn't that much cheaper.
No, it's not.
I was trying to think, because I wanted some.
Yeah.
And I looked.
So what is duty-free? Is it 10%?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not.
It's not worth
but
it.
But, like, it's still buying from an airport, so they can jack up their profits if they wanted to.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm better off checking if, like, Maya or DJs have a sale on fragrance. Mm.
Or the chemists.
I was really looking forward to
that. I'm telling you, there's nothing you can't get at a chemist for a birthday.
Look, I like a good chemist haul. Don't get me wrong, but I was looking forward to the glamour of a bit of duty-free shopping.
No.
That's what Dane's getting me for my birthday.
Well, tell him to go to a chemist.
Doesn't have quite the
still
same
smells
ring to it.
Where's your present from, Terry White?
Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. They've all got bargains. I pay full price for perfume. It's something I'm quite proud of. Because I'm obsessed with perfume. I love perfumes.
Are you sponsored by Terry White or
something?
No. You in bed with
times.
Terry White.
No, but I have
so how
multiple
much am I
on
looking
the go.
At? How much am I looking at for
well,
a perfume?
Depends what do you want?
Well, I don't know. Just give me one of the like.
I'll have a look right now.
Let's say you want a bottle of
like, are you talking like 100 mil?
Dolce and Gabbana.
Yeah, like 100 mil.
Like 100 mil. So instead of paying like 140, you might pay 90 for a big bottle.
Okay, that's all
so
right.
So it's a significant saving, I'm telling you.
Okay.
If you're someone who pays full price for perfume in this day and age, you're a noob.
You can get the David Beckham for men.
Well, Aaron, you're so self-serving. Yeah. How much?
$19.99.
That's a hard no.
I often will buy two perfumes there, one for good and one for every day. You know what every day perfume I love? And it's actually a men's. I've run out, but it's...
Rexona?
It's Yop.
Yoop. Joop.
Yoop, joop, yopity yoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of my youth.
Of my yoop.
Don't you think the smell, like, of nights out in your early 20s...
That would be cool water. Davidoff cool water for me.
Oh, yes,
the
true.
Hot guys wore the Davidoff cool water.
Yeah.
And then the girls would, like, steal a few
And I
spritzes.
Always used to buy Will's a Mont Blanc, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
And so that always reminds me of when we were dating, which is a nice memory.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know.
There you go. Anyway, that's my gift to you.
Okay.
Again.
Not the actual perfume, just the tip off that I have to go to Terry White.
Which one? You can get some Dior.
Yeah,
for,
which one?
Miss Dior Eau de Parfum.
Yes.
$169.
Yeah.
But it says you can save 70.
What?
It's very expensive for some liquid.
It really is, isn't it?
I don't know if it's worth it.
Well, it's probably $90. That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, but that is the cheap price.
Oh, but so I mean, that is a very high-end perfume.
Okay.
But yeah.
I've sorted by price
and
high, so I'll go price
Miss
low.
Miss Dior... as the name suggests, is a slightly younger scent.
I mean, now you're 39, you're really into Estee Lauder white linen territory.
Shut up. I am not.
And you can get a lot of Estee Lauder there.
You can get
untamed musk.
I don't like the word musk.
Yeah, and then when you're 40, mils. You'll be into Jovan Musk.
It is.
Just cheaper again.
$2.99.
What?
$2.99 for
that's
some
outrageous.
Untamed musk.
DeMeyer and David Jones have a sale at the moment.
Am I literally doing your shopping yes. for you on the podcast?
Can you just like, yeah.
They don't really have sales on perfumes unless they're the perfume packs. No.
Oh, don't they?
No. If you want a hand cream and a towel.
No, I don't want hand cream. I hate a hand cream.
Why don't you just choose some Yardley Old Lace?
No, Sarah.
Now you're very close to 40.
I'm not getting anything remotely like Yardley Old Lace.
Do you wear talcum powder now?
No. Shut
just the
up.
Day flicked over and she's like, I need some talcum
today
powder.
Today is the yeah. talcum powder day.
No, just I'm, under the pits?
My great-grandma used to.
But that, like at some point in your life,
I'm
you
not
flick
wearing
over,
talcum
you
powder.
You flick over to talcum powder.
I just don't, at would
what,
never.
What is the point of no return where you're like, talc, it's a good idea?
That's a generational thing. It's our generation will never talc ourselves.
You talc when you're a kid.
You talc. No, I see. I never talc to my babies.
I talc to the babies.
No, because apparently it can get into their lungs. The very fine powder. They say talcum powder isn't.
Mum, actually, it was mostly mum. Yeah, I would always put it on their chest, like never on their private areas.
Yeah,
but on their
what
chest.
What for though?
Or what have
what
you.
Does it do?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Smell nice.
Babies already smell nice.
Yeah, they smell nicer
do,
with some talc. But then at some point you stop. And then you pick up.
I'm not picking up the talc.
You pick up the talcation.
I hate the.
Why don't you just try it?
How about you try it, eh?
If you try it, I'll try it.
I'm not talcing myself.
I wonder if at some point it kicks in for like chafing and that kind of thing.
When things start to sag, maybe you need it.
Yeah.
I don't
nothing
think
it's sag.
Well,
I mean, it's moisture. It's
age,
isn't it moisture?
I don't.
Wicking,
it's a moisture wicking.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been the world's most.
Can't you just
podcast.
Wear like some skins then?
Oh, you want to wear skins all the time. Can you imagine being an old person putting on skins? They're hard enough when you're young.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to stop telling you my age from here on in if you're going to start making these ridiculous suggestions.
We should have put together a birthday pack of things that you need in your life now. Mm. Like talcum powder, bath mats around the toilet.
Let's save that one for 40.
You know. Yeah.
Although I need bath mats around my toilet because the amount of urine that goes there from my boys, I'm done.
To me, that feels grosser because then the mats absorb you.
I know.
Like
and how do you wash it?
Soaked.
How would you wash it? You'd only wash it on its own.
Oh,
in
you
washing
could
machine.
Not give it a group and wash.
And then you'd have to wash out your washing machine.
With some vinegar.
Yeah, you'd have to do that.
And you could also start putting some potpourri in your bathroom.
Sorry, I remember when Mum went through
you
a
know, potpourri.
Potpourri phase.
Dried petals.
Like it was a huge thing in the 90s. Mm. My yes, mum was probably. Big into potpourri.
Yeah, absolutely. It was always around the house. Potpourri and probably just some fake flower arrangements.
Shit, Jo Malone's really expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, I knew the tight ass in you wouldn't like
$263.
And it's never on sale because it's a
no,
separate.
Not no, no.
Maybe
out
if you get on buy swap sell though, people are selling like
no,
half used bottles or something.
No. $297.
Yeah.
Could you just water down the perfume a little bit and get more out of it? I bet someone would do that. Someone somewhere is doing that.
Yeah, it's like how I fill up my fancy hand wash bottle with just the cheap stuff.
Oh, I hate that. That makes me so sad.
I know.
For you.
It is a sad thing that she does.
Really sad.
But that's an exorbitant amount of money, Sarah. That's not me being a tight ass. That's
$300. It's a crazy amount.
That's
yeah.
too much. Like, I'm all good for, like you said, you're sitting around the 150, 160.
I don't even like that.
I'm
like,
I understand.
I'm like, really, 60 or 70 bucks max for perfume. But
yes,
I go through
because
it pretty
I
quickly.
Like, and I like to spray abundantly.
Me too.
I don't like to do like. On my pulse points. What the hell is that about? I want to feel like a cloud of cold mist.
I had a terrible boss when I was younger and
it was
she
Aaron.
Was quite a bully. And one of the things she used to come into work and say to me every morning was like, hi, perf.
What a bitch.
What a
Who
bitch.
Who is she? Give me her name. Give me her location. I will find her and I will kill her.
Bye, guys.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.